IBM plans to build a supercomputer with the power of 2 million laptops. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Just a few months after IBM delivered the world's fastest supercomputer, the company has announced an even faster one. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory will use the IBM Sequoia to simulate nuclear weapons tests. Sequoia will run at 20 petaflops per second. Peta is a term for quadrillion, and flop, that stands for floating point operations per second. Sequoia and a smaller computer, Dawn, are being built in Rochester, Minnesota, with a delivery date of 2011. Sequoia will occupy about 100 refrigerator-sized racks. David Turek is vice president of IBM Deep Computing.
The rate and pace of advancement is pretty dramatic. The fastest computer in the world today is sitting at about 1.5 petaflops, so this is roughly 16 times greater than what we have there, 15 times greater than what we have today. But we're on a pace to go much faster than that. We're already working on projects that will go to an order 50 times faster than this system, but that won't take place till the end of the next decade.
What is Lawrence Livermore Labs planning to do with Sequoia?
They have to run the science experiments that determine that the nuclear weapons stockpile held by the U.S. is actually safe and operationally able. The U.S. hasn't engaged in below-ground nuclear explosions for quite some time, and the reason for that is simulations done on computers have taken away that need. So that's one of the prime missions that Lawrence Livermore has. But along the way, there's a huge amount of basic science that has to be pursued in areas like materials, in areas like ignition, fluid dynamics, and so on, all technical areas meant to help gain a better understanding of how these devices behave and evolve over the course of time.
How else is the supercomputer likely to be used?
So you find this in industrial applications, in the design of new generations of automobiles and airplanes. You'll find it deployed in financial services segments to better understand and model risk. It'll be involved in the analysis of chemicals to understand better structures for different kinds of materials coming out of the chemical industry, and of course used for drug discovery, for better kinds of drugs used to treat illnesses.
At what point will we be able to design a supercomputer that exceeds anything we could possibly want to do with it, right? That it's more capable than any application we could think of.
So this is a question that I think will never be answered until it actually occurs, because what experience has taught us to date is that no matter how fast and powerful you build a system, there is somebody with such an imagination that they know exactly what it'll be used for. I made the comment that we're already working on systems that are 50 times the power of the system going into Lawrence Livermore. And I will tell you that today, maybe 10 years before those systems become available, we have numerous researchers, scientists, and even engineers approaching us with ideas of what they would use that caliber of system for.
David Turek is vice president of IBM Deep Computing. The Sequoia supercomputer will be larger than the average house, coming in at 3,400 square feet. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.